News.
And this is Northwest News Radio 1000 FM 97.7. We check your traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Max Tucker joins us from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
And we check back in with our south end conditions. In the Fife area on southbound 5 at 54th Avenue, we have a stalled vehicle that's still blocking the two right lanes. We're seeing slow traffic from the Highway 18 merge, adding just about 5 extra minutes tonight. And in Kirkland, we have some construction news. This one on southbound 405 between 70th Place and Main Street. This closes the two right lanes until 7:30 a.m. We'll have updates on that and more with your next Northwest traffic update at 10:14.
Come before Shannon O'Donnell checks our weekend forecast, sponsored by Northwest Crawl Space Services.
Hey, everybody. Friday night here in Western Washington, pretty quiet for now. We have overcast skies. We'll see some occasional showers again as we slide into our Saturday. Temps still pretty normal, mid to upper 40s, more of what we've seen most of the week. It's late Saturday night into Sunday when things change on a dime. Cold air starts invading from across the Canadian border, whips through the Fraser River Valley to the tune of 20 to 40 mile per hour winds, and brings temps into the 30s on Sunday with a lot of sunshine. As we transition to that cold air, might see some snow flurries along the way, but nothing terribly significant. In the Como 4 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Light drizzle, currently 44 in Seattle. The city of Seattle has braced for the possibility of violent protests with the release of the video of the police encounter that led to the death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. Here's Como 4's Eric Johnson.
City leaders we spoke to say they don't foresee major riots of the kind that we saw in 2020. Those protests happened during the COVID lockdowns when tensions were already high. City leaders are also pointing to the new mayor and police chief. They insist Seattle won't tolerate destructive protests this time.
What is the message you have for anybody thinking about doing any wrongdoing the next few days?
Not today. Not today, not tomorrow. You are not going to. We're not going to have a repeat.
That's community activist Victoria Beach speaking with our partners at Como 4. Seattle's police chief is now responding to the video. Adrian Diaz says, quote, "What happened to Tyree Nichols should not have happened, and I grieve his loss." The head of the Seattle Police Guild says the guild is outraged by the actions of the Memphis officers. Mike Solon says, quote, "Their egregious acts of violence are not only disgraceful, they are categorically not policing. This is in complete opposition of everything we stand for." A half dozen black leaders gathered at Emerald City Bible Fellowship tonight to urge for calm following the release of the Tyree Nichols video. Como 4's Joe Moreno reports.
All the speakers are united in saying that more violence would be the worst response.
These young kids that are out there protesting, and there are some adults, they don't represent our community, our black community. They have their own agenda.
And also all the other people who are out there who hijacked the Black Lives Matter movement, and they want to put on the Black Lives Matter but don't really care about the black community. It's not their issue. I mean, if they have any issues that they want to protest about, get another slogan.
If emotions do run high in Seattle and people start smashing windows or causing property damage, they should be held accountable by police, but they want police to focus on de-escalating situations. Reporting live, Joel Moreno, Como News.
The man who survived a vicious hate crime faced his attackers in federal court today during their sentencing. In December of 2018, four known white supremacists savagely attacked Tyrone Smith at a Linwood bar where he was working as a DJ.
It's been a long road for me, but I had enough courage to come down and make sure that justice was actually served.
U.S. Attorney Nick Brown.
Targeted him, attacked him, and have forever altered his life simply because he was black.
The defendants were facing as much as 15 years in prison, but none of them will receive more than 4 years. A proposed semi-automatic assault weapons ban survived its first test in a state House committee. Northwest News Radio's Ryan Harris has the results.
The proposed assault weapons ban targets a list of semi-automatic guns which would become illegal to sell or transfer in Washington, with an amendment to allow a local maker to continue selling them out of state. Kristen Bineski with the state attorney general's office says exponentially deadly military-style weapons don't belong on the streets.
They can fire many rounds at a rapid rate, killing and injuring more people more quickly than other types of firearms. And many of the weapons used in the horrific mass shootings were bought legally.
Robin Ball, who owns an indoor sharpshooting range, was among opponents arguing that tougher laws and stricter sentences are what's needed, referring to a CDC study of the 90s era assault weapons ban.
The actual findings from the CDC, and I quote, "The 10-year gun ban had no measurable impact on gun violence."
The bill was passed on a 6-4 party line vote. Ryan Harris, Northwest News Radio.
There was a successful first vote on a bill to require firearms safety training and a 10-day waiting period to buy a gun in Washington. Supporters of House Bill 1143 say gun ownership comes with responsibility, including how to handle guns safely. Abeen Klein with the Washington State chapter of the National Rifle Association says it would create an unnecessary burden and expense.
Those Washingtonians who will have to jump through the hoops in order to execute and establish their fundamental Second Amendment rights are the ones going to be burdened. Criminals will still go out and buy their firearms on the black market.
The Civil Rights and Judiciary Committee took no action on House Bill 1144, but 1143 passed 6-4 with Democrats voting yes and Republicans voting no. Time to check the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk with Eric Heintz. The Kraken game has wrapped up against the Calgary Flames. Tough loss for them tonight, 5-2 Calgary wins. Eric Heintz has more of our sports headlines.
When the Washington Huskies face 6th-ranked Arizona Saturday afternoon, they must hit the court at full speed or risk getting run out of their own building. In their 69-66 OT win Thursday over Arizona State, Coach Mike Hopkins says at one point he had to light a fire under his players to increase their intensity.
You got to challenge them a little bit. We're a good team, but at that moment we were playing like we were afraid, like we were soft, and we had to compete. And all I wasn't asking about making shots. I wanted them to compete, and they did.
Tip-off Saturday is 2:30 p.m. Gonzaga visits Portland U at 4 o'clock, and Washington State hosts ASU at 5. The AFC and NFC title games are Sunday. The Eagles host the 49ers at noon. The Chiefs host the Bengals at 3:30. Nearly half of the states across the country are rooting for the Bengals to make it to the Super Bowl. Data compiled by Bet Online shows that people in 23 states want Cincinnati to advance to this year's NFL final. Another 19 states are pulling for Kansas City. Only 6 states root for Philadelphia and just 2 for San Francisco. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour. Eric Heintz, Northwest News Radio.
As we fall